Hello, it's me, Carly. Continuing on introducing a new cat into a house with current cats. So let's say that we've given them a lot of time. Things look good for the most part, and now we're going to let everybody be together. Let's say that once in a while we have a little scuffle, a little skirmish. One cat's screaming while the other one's chasing the other one. That sounds really upsetting to us. What we need to look at is, how is it play? Is it aggression? Got to determine whether or not it's one or the other. And again, we got to look at our expectations, the energy we are putting out there. Are we expecting them to get along? Let's say they're not. What do we do? Have to do some 3D training here, right? So for cats, what they're telling me that they most respond to is the water squirt, you know, squirting from a water bottle, squirting from a squirt gun, squirting water at them. If one is chasing, you squirt water at the one chasing. If one is, you know, hissing and batting at the other one in an aggressive way, you squirt the water at them. It sometimes a loud noise helps, a clap, hey, knock it off, yell, in a much more loud tone than what I just did there. I didn't want to blow out your ears, right? So, hey, knock it off, a clap, that can usually break it up. But that water squirt really is a directive that you can do from far away, and it has a great effect. Cats really react to that. They're like, hey, WTF, what was that? And it really resets them, it redirects them, and it gives them a different focus from what they're doing. And that's the key to breaking up the situation that you don't want to let happen. So again, you're taking the lead, you're setting the expectation, and you're using a non-invasive violent method to say, hey, knock it off. That isn't acceptable. So there's your next cat tip for today when introducing new cats. If you ever have any feedback on anything or anything you want me to talk about in an audio, let me know. I'm here for you. Talk to you later. Bye.